The album itself, though, went quadruple platinum. I mean, it's just such a terrific album. I had it on vinyl and I played it to death. I do still listen to it, but I listen to it on other formats these days. Oh, what a talent we lost on Christmas Day 2016, didn't we? What a star he was. Okay, look at the time. It is time for the Soppy Softies at 7.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come, let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Phoenix FM.
Say if I called on you now, said that I can't hold.
FM.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby.
From the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 90s. They were this week's Soppy Softies at 7. Kicking us off was John Denver and Annie's Song. And if your name is Annie, we're going to dedicate that one to you. That was a number one hit from 1974. And, you know, it's his only UK hit, in fact. Do you know, he wrote the song himself about his wife, which is just so cute and romantic, isn't it? It also reached number one in Canada, Ireland and the USA, and it's from his album Back Home Again. Then we heard Air Supply and All Out of Love. That one just missed out on the top 10. It peaked at Legs 11 in 1918. It was written by singer and guitarist Graham Russell alongside the legendary Clive Davis. Now, I say Clive Davis co-wrote it. What happened was, the original lyric was, "I'm all out of love, I want to arrest you." So Clive Davis suggested they change it to, "I'm all out of love, I'm so lost without you." And that's where his writing credit came from. Finally, we heard U2 and One. You know, that was U2's 18th single when it was released in 1992, and it peaked at number 7. It's from their album Achtung Baby. And it's actually a benefit single because all of the proceeds went to AIDS research. Okay, and if you are a regular listener of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, you'll know that we have a little bit of a change after the Soppy Softies at 7.
And now for something completely different.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah.
That was Nirvana and Lithium, written by lead singer and guitarist Kurt Cobain. It's from their superb second album, Nevermind, and that was their fourth single release in the UK. And it just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. You know what we're going to do now? Undercover
on the night. It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover Lover.
It is indeed. I'm going to give you three clues to a well-known pop star, and you just have to guess who it is, or work out who it is. Three clues. The first one's for 100 points, the second one's for 50 points, and the final clue is for 10 points, because the final clue pretty much gives it away. So this week, clue number one is: born in 1947 to parents Stanley and Sheila, their only child. Born in 1947 to parents Stanley and Sheila, their only child. And of course, you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. I am here till 8 o'clock when I hand over the reins to Andy Furnow and his brilliant Boogie Nights. But what we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play, of course, are either by a geezer, are a real pleaser, or simply a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get on the radio. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff. And it's a bank holiday weekend, so we've got tomorrow, we've got like a bonus Saturday, haven't we? So do you know what I reckon? I reckon that means we can rock out a bit tonight. Let's do it.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punktronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Spandau Ballet, and to cut a long story short, that was their debut single in 1980, and it peaked at number five. It's written by guitarist Gary Kemp, who you might know wrote most of their tracks, and of course his brother Martin Kemp was the bass player for Spandau Ballet. Now, is it just me, or is Martin Kemp just everywhere these days? Anyway, before we heard Spandau Ballet, it was Mountain and Mississippi Queen, and I don't think that was released as a single in the UK. Over in the US, it just missed out on the top 20, peaking at 21, and it's from their 1970 album, Climbing. I mean, Climbing, if your band name is Mountain, then Climbing is a great name for the album, isn't it? Mountain Climbing. Anyway, their biggest UK hit was in 1972 when The Road Goes Ever On peaked at number 21. OK, let's do clue number two, shall we? Cover of
the name. It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover love.
Right, so clue number one, I'll just remind you, was born in 1947 to parents Stanley and Sheila, their only child. Okay, clue number two. Now, this is for 50 points. He had his first hit in 1971, and his last top 10 came in 2022. Who knows? There might be more to come. So he had his first hit in 1971, and his last top 10 came in 2022. Do you know who that is for 50 points? Right, now it's time for the birthday bonanza. We're going to play three records by artists celebrating their birthday this weekend.
She went away, Roseanne and Alanya. the stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now I find it's only in my dreams. And I can change the world. I'll be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was really something good. Baby, if I could change the world, if I could be king, even for a day, I'd take you as my queen. I'd have no other.
This is Phoenix FM.
thunder chief.
That was this week's birthday bonanza. Three artists all celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard from Toto and Rosanna, and we played that because singer Bobby Kimball, it was his birthday yesterday. Rosanna was actually their third single release, and it just missed out at the top 10. It peaked at number 12 in 1983. And of course, legend has it that the song's about actress Rosanna Arquette, who you might remember played Susan in the Madonna film Desperately Seeking Susan. Anyway, Rosanna won Record of the Year at the Grammys in 1983. Then we heard Eric Clapton and Change the World, and it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Eric. That one was released in 1996, and it just snuck into the top 20, peaking at number 18, and it reached number 5 over in the USA. It's taken from the soundtrack to the film Phenomenon, which starred John Travolta, and I've not seen it, so I can't tell you if it's any good or not. I'm sorry. Finally, we heard AC/DC and Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and we played that because guitarist Angus Young, it's his birthday tomorrow. Do you know, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap has been released twice as a single. The first time was in 1980 when it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 47. A live version was also released a few years later in 1993, but that only reached number 68, although it was originally released as a single in their native Australia in 1976, and it's written by our birthday boy along with his brother Malcolm Young and the then lead singer Bon Scott, and it's a third track. So it's a title track from their third album. And just, if you're not aware, AC/DC are doing some gigs in June in the UK. I'm really excited because I've got my tickets for Wembley. So yeah, that is going to be a gig and a half. Okay, let's do the final clue. Undercover of
the night. It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
I played the wrong jingle. Hang on.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, so clue number one for 100 points was, born in 1947 to parents Stanley and Sheila, their only child. That was for 100 points, so congratulations if you got it for 100 points. Clue number two for 50 points was, he had his first hit in 1971 and his last top 10 came in 2022. Right, here's the clue that gives it away. For 10 points, he's duetted with everyone. Well, pretty much everyone, and I mean everyone. I'm going to list a few for you, just to give it away for you. Kiki D, George Michael, Aretha Franklin, Millie Jackson, Ed Sheeran, Britney Spears, Eric Clapton, Saxon, RuPaul and Pavarotti. That's just a few of who he's duetted with, or collaborated with, shall we say. I'll give you the answer after a bit of David Bowie.
Yeah.
How good was that? Do you know, David Bowie is such a legend. He can just effortlessly give us a 90s dance track just like that. That was Hello Bass, Space Boy, and it was, of course, by David Bowie. It was a number 12 hit in 1996. It's written and produced by David Bowie and Brian Eno. That single was remixed by the Pet Shop Boys, Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe. And you can hear Neil Tennant's voice, can't you, in the backing vocals. And actually some of the lead vocals in the track. He's just an unmistakable voice, hasn't he, Neil Tennant? And apparently Neil Tennant had a bit of a vision. He thought this was the third in the trilogy of the Major Tom songs after Space Oddity and, of course, Ashes to Ashes. But I do love that track. It's the first time we've played it on Geezer's Pieces and Cheeses. We'll probably play it again. OK, it is time for the reveal.
The Geezer's Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, I gave you three clues. Clue number one for 100 points was born in 1947 to parents Stanley and Sheila. He was their only child. Clue number two was he had his first hit in 1971 and his last top 10 came in 2022, and that was for 50 points. Then I kind of gave it away for 10 points. Clue number three, he's duetted with everyone, Kiki D, George Michael, Aretha Franklin, Millie Jackson, Ed Sheeran, Britney Spears, Eric Clapton, Saxon, RuPaul and Pavarotti. Wowza, I think we all know who it is. It is, of course, Sir Elton John. Out on Hercules, John, actually.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a course was right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. Less I say, the more my work gets done. Melody.
answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, Elton John. That track was Philadelphia Freedom, a number 12 hit from 1975. Ah, there you go, 1975. It did make it to number one in Canada and the USA, and legend has it that it's a tribute to tennis legend Billie Jean King. Right then, that is just about it from me. It's time now to say so long with the long song. And this week's long song is Deep Purple and Smoke on the Water. It's based on true events and it comes in at 6 minutes and 6 seconds. So I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Don't forget the clocks go forward this evening. Stay in bed for an extra hour to make up the time. That's what I'm going to do. And enjoy your Easter. Have a very happy Easter weekend. Have fun. Stay safe. And do remember, if you can't stay safe, then stay sexy. Enjoy the long weekend. And have a very good Easter. Slamming the lamb. Here is Deep Purple with So Long, with a long song, and Smoke on the Water.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.